The award honors the best original contribution to the field of aeronautical or astronautical historical nonfiction literature published in the last 5 years. Dr. William Clancy is a senior research scientist at IHMC. In his book, Working on Mars, Voyages of Scientific Discovery with the Mars Exploration Rovers, Clancy spoke with scientists working on the Mars rover mission at the Jet Propulsion Laboratory in Pasadena, California.
They all talked about that they were exploring Mars, they felt that they were there, that they were interested in doing the work because they were explorers. And they talked about some of their frustration that was common because it was so slow, they couldn't actually be there.
Clancy has traveled to the Canadian Arctic on expeditions with NASA space, planetary, and computer scientists. While there, he studied the nature of how field science and scientific exploration is conducted. He has also worked with the Mars Desert Research Station in Utah, run by the Mars Society. Later, Clancy and his team got involved working with the Mars Exploration Rover mission team.
I realized that there had to be a connection between how people studied in person in the Arctic with how do you study remotely through a robotic laboratory without being even on the planet itself.
Clancy says he began each of his interviews with the scientists with the question, "What's it like to work with a rover?" His book is a mixture of first-hand observations and interviews.
So I was able to see what it was like to work with a rover, and by seeing how they worked, and as I tell in the book, in these dark rooms with the shades drawn, simulating the time on Mars.
Each sol, or length of a Mars day, lasts 24 hours and 40 minutes. The Mars exploration rover Opportunity landed on Mars in January 2004. This rover was originally designed for a 90-sol mission, but has survived for nearly 10 years.
In the first 90 days, they were living and working on Mars time, and they were in Pasadena. After that, they went home, and they operated using telephones and the internet, and they had a shared database, if you will, where they could schedule and work on the programs together.
The engineers continued to work in Pasadena, operating the rover. While Opportunity rested at night, the scientists worked on programs to give it commands for the next day. Clancy says that driving uses a lot of power, and the rover sometimes runs on the equivalent of a 100-watt light bulb. On some afternoons, when the sun is at a good angle, the scientists would stop the rover to allow the batteries to recharge.
In the mission, what's maybe most unexpected is that people think about a robotic system as replacing people. But here you have a robotic laboratory, even though sometimes it had been called a robotic geologist. It's a laboratory that allows them to work remotely and to work as a team.
The Mars rover Opportunity's mission has been extended several times. It continues to send images and data back from Mars. Katya Ivanov, WUWF News.